Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee." And the servant was healed at the same hour. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just today, a few thoughts, a few tips to increase and strengthen and improve our prayer life. Today, the Gospel shows us two ideal prayers, that of the leper, the Jew of the lowest class, and of distinguished Gentile. Again, this is to manifest that our Lord has come for everyone, worldwide, as the prophets had foretold. Two ideal prayers, how and when we should pray. Just a few tips here. First, the leper, manifesting his misery. "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." But first of all, he worshipped our Lord, adored him, giving honor to our Lord and then showing his faith, expressing his faith in a way that doesn't even ask directly. "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." A model of prayer for us. And then the centurion, the Roman officer with 100 soldiers under him, begged our Lord to heal one of his favorite servants, his boy. So the leper and the centurion teach us how to pray. Firstly, with attention. Know what we mean and mean what we're saying. So can you imagine this leper or the centurion looking around, distracted? No, focus, adore, request. Intent and attentive. We should pray with some fervor and devotion, with affection in our hearts, with respect and determination. We should pray with humility. The centurion was a distinguished man. In one of the other Gospels, he's referred to as one who had built a synagogue for these Jews. He may have become a Jew himself, except for the blood sacrifice required for a Gentile to become a Jew. His prayer was humble. He considered himself unworthy that our Lord should come into his house. And of course, we use his prayer before every communion. "Domine, non sum dignus," I'm not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, the roof of my house, my soul. Only say the word, and my soul, the centurion said, my servant shall be healed. So the prayer of him that humbleth himself shall pierce the clouds, Ecclesiasticus. In Psalm 50, a contrite and humble heart thou wilt not despise. With attention, with humility, with confidence we must pray, trusting the power and the goodness of God. The leper and the centurion knew our Lord could heal. Confidence. Just like we saw in the Gospel of St. John, where Our Lady presented to our Lord the problem. They have no wine. Without even, again, a direct request. Just confident he will do whatever. And so she tells the waiters, "Do whatever he tells you." Our prayer must also be resigned to God's will. He may not want to give you exactly what you ask because various reasons. Maybe he wants to give you something better. So we should be confident but not demand anything from our Lord. We don't ask as if he had to grant our request. So beginning of chapter 11 in St. John, Martha sends a message to our Lord about her dying brother, simply saying, "Lord, he whom you love is sick." And that's all. And our Lord does not answer her prayer as she expected. In fact, he waits in the faraway town for two more days until Lazarus is truly dead. So it appears to Martha, our Lord ignored her prayer, which was implicitly, come and heal him. He's your friend, you love him, he's our brother, Martha and Mary's brother. He didn't come, he didn't heal, didn't answer their prayers in order to bestow an even more abundant blessing. So he waited till Lazarus was dead, then two more days he went back. Lazarus is now dead and buried 4 days in the tomb. And our Lord still is testing Martha's faith. So she's resigned. He didn't cure my dying brother. He let him die. But still, I believe God can do whatever he wants through you. Then he tested her faith, and the same with her sister Mary, and then he made a more spectacular miracle, raising Lazarus from the dead. So be resigned in prayer. If your prayer is not answered as you wish, something better is prepared for you. So we must also be persevering in prayer. Even 100 times we should pray for the same request. Continue to ask. Scriptures are filled with so many examples of those who continued for years to finally to have their petition granted. And that's why we do novenas, saying the same prayer for the same intention 9 days in a row. So another point about our prayer is to have some specific intention or object, a specific desire. Clearly the leper and the Roman officer wanted something very specific, definite. Their prayers expressed that. And it wasn't just request, it was followed by, or preceded by adoration. So when we come to Mass, we are adoring God in the best possible way, thanking him in the best possible way, making a reparation through the sacrifice of our Lord, and then making our requests. So when should we pray? Well, St. Paul says to the Thessalonians, pray without ceasing, which doesn't mean we should have the prayer book open or the rosary all the time, but sufficient to have a spirit of prayer. Everything we do and say should be a prayer. But there are times we need to stop what we're doing and focus on God. Every morning, some prayers, however brief. And he takes a minute or two to say the Our Father, the Angelus, with 3 Hail Marys, offer the day to God, at least that. And then if you're rushed in the morning, take some time off, mid-morning if you can, coffee break, decade of the rosary or some other prayer. And of course in the evening, thanking God for the blessings of the day and asking pardon for our sins. We should pray at mealtime, remembering there are many millions who have nothing to eat. And don't be surprised if that problem comes to America. Shelves are emptying, especially coming very rapidly, as we have mentioned, with the truck drivers blocking the highways between America, United States and Canada. Shelves are already emptying. Of course, it's a man-made crisis, totally reversible, but the madness that's in the air today means there will be more empty shelves. So thank God and pray grace at meals. We should pray especially on our Lord's Day and holy days. Special attention, even outside of Mass. It's not just the Mass that we should pray, it's the whole day especially consecrated to God. So yes, we need recreation, but not that which would impede our prayer life. And of course, when we're in danger, we must turn to God for light, guidance in your problems, no matter how difficult. When we focus on God, He lets you know what He wants you to do. And especially we should pray when tempted. The best weapon we have, prayer when tempted. Just when we need it most. Of course, when Lent starts soon, we'll see next month how our Lord dealt with temptation. People ignore it when they need it most. In the Book of Wisdom, chapter 10, attributed to King Solomon, I knew that I could not otherwise be continent unless God gave it. And this is wisdom, to know whose gift it was. So I went to the Lord and besought Him and said with my whole heart, and then begins chapter 9, a long, powerful prayer for self-control and continence. The Book of Wisdom. You know the history of Solomon. His first 40 years was serving God, and then his next 40 years was serving the idols of the world with the 1,000 women that he was with. So he declined in his latter years. We hope he repented before he died. The fathers tend to think Solomon did convert and repent. So also when you're in pain and weariness, even if you cannot pray in your accustomed manner, raise your spirit to God, lift up your thoughts to Him, the God of all comfort. So for those who haven't been practicing prayer, well, this is the place to start, here and now. The prayers of the Mass, some pray these official prayers in the Missal, they're tremendous models of prayer, others in your own way, Mass, meditation. So I commend to you these thoughts. Strengthen your prayer life and your life of virtue will increase. Your problems will not go away, but they'll be dealt with much better. And you'll have a greater reward in heaven. So when Our Lady prayed the Magnificat at the second joyful mystery, the opening words remind us of the two aspects of prayer. My soul magnifies the Lord. When we give ourselves to the Lord our God, then my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. So true, solid prayer will give us joy, give us merit, lead us to virtue and to eternal happiness. So let us pray as we should, as we ought, perseveringly, with humility, confidence, faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.